Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be discussing lesson 313 today. Now let a new perception come to me. This is a lesson in the workbook of A Course in Miracles, and we've been going through the 365 workbook lessons this year. So we're going to read the lesson, and after that, we're going to have a discussion about that lesson. So we hope you'll stick around for the discussion. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Now let a new perception come to me. Father, there is a vision which beholds all things as sinless, so that fear has gone. Where it was is love invited in, and love will come wherever it is asked. This vision is your gift. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. In his sight are all its sins forgiven, for he sees no sin in anything he looks upon. Now let his true perception come to me, that I may awaken from the dream of guilt and look within upon my sinlessness, which you have kept completely undefiled upon the altar to your holy Son, the self with which I would identify.
Let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ, how beautiful we are, how holy and how loving. Brother, sister, come and join with me today. We save the world when we are joined, for in our vision it becomes as holy as the light in us. Now let a new perception come to me.
And so it is. So let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. I recognize, for myself at least, that the whole idea of sinlessness being guaranteed, you know, seems to be a stretch, that we would look at our life and think, oh, I've made no mistakes, or that I wouldn't or couldn't be viewed by the world to have made mistakes. I mean, we put on a private social face. We believe in private thoughts. We believe our past, hidden in the darkness of the past, will not come to visit. Who would know? Our secrets are safe. We believe in private thoughts. We believe in all those things because we live that way. We live from that belief, and we act and interact with our brothers and sisters from that belief. And A Course in Miracles says, no, turn around. This is not your reality. This is not the truth. This is nothing more than a chimera. This is a dream. This is a dream just like the one you had last night, when a part of your mind, a sliver of your mind, created a world, a dimension, an experience out of your imagination. And regardless of what you did or didn't do, it had no effect. You woke up and you said, ah, it was just a dream. Yet this life, this awakened life, as I sit here with my wife and we talk to you and we read this book, and it seems to be a reality. It seems to be real. It seems to be much more than a dream. But I do know and have experienced a joining of mind. I have experienced personally through the work of A Course in Miracles, which this is what this work leads us to, is that in that joining of mind, we can be in touch with, though we don't quite yet grasp it completely, a new perception. So now let a new perception come to me. Let us embrace this potentiality, this foregone conclusion, all things considered, that we will in fact meld and merge with our true self ultimately and become the expression of love in this experience.
Thank you. And so the last couple of days contemplating the idea of judgment and judging and the role that it plays in my life and how perception follows judgment. And so whenever I am judging, I'm actually judging the effect of previous judgments and of previous perceptions, and it just becomes so multi-layered that sometimes it's hard to find our way out of it. And the beauty of this teaching and the idea of a holy instant is that in each holy instant, in each pausing and remembering and turning within and offering it to not the ego's sight or vision, but the vision of Christ, and offering it to Holy Spirit and to create that shift in perception. It's really healing my misperceptions, healing my judgments that have gone before, that are from the past, that it is really a moment by moment by moment practice and experience. And with each dedicated moment, it is like removing, you know, the veneer or the varnish upon, you know, a piece of furniture that you're refinishing, and that you're pulling away and stripping all of the layers. And think of lifetime after lifetime, and think of culturally all of the coats of judgment and perception that we have laid upon all things. And so there is a certain sense of freedom in the idea that I take no thought, that I take no thought that is not a thought of love, and that I begin to practice releasing that. And the biggest gift that I can give is that I can release the self-judgment and the self-criticism, and remember them as God created me to be, which is sinless. And in that sinlessness and guiltlessness is my salvation, is my identity. And it is here then that I open and welcome to a new perception that is not of this world, that is not judged based upon appearances, that is not judged based upon effects in the world or circumstances or what the news is saying, that in each moment I can see with a different vision, see with the eyes of love. As you were reading this and sharing this, Tony, I had the vision of one of my spiritual teachers when her name was Firenza. And Firenza regarded me the way that this lesson, she regarded me with the eyes of Christ. She looked on me with the eyes of forgiveness. She looked upon me as sinless and looked upon me, no matter what I brought to her table, no matter what I shared with her, you know, about how poor my behavior was and how conflicted I felt and how out of alignment and or somebody did this to me, she always greeted me just simply with love. And what happens when you're in that presence is you remember who you are. And so the greatest gift that we can give to all of our brothers and sisters is to see them with the eyes of love, not with the eyes of ego, not with the eyes of judgment, not with the body eyes, but to begin to practice seeing beyond appearances, seeing beyond judgment, the beauty, the innocence. And when we behold one another with love, with the eyes of love, what we behold shifts and changes before our very eyes. Not because they have changed, they always have been love, but then people rise to the way that we see them. People rise to how we behold them. And, you know, so let's behold each other with the sight of Christ. Let's behold each other with the anticipation that each one is the Christ. And how beautiful then are we, and how holy and loving are we? And that when we join together in that vision, in that sight, in that new perception that we can allow to dawn upon us today, we do save the world. And in my opinion, then this becomes our spiritual activism, simply this. And in my opinion as well, there's nothing more challenging for an ego to do. And so, as you always teach, the cat can't drive the car, the ego can't figure this out. And so we just sidestep it this day, and we let a new perception come to us. And a vision that beholds all things with the eyes of love, so that we may see clearly.
Well said. So thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you being on this journey with us as we consider these lessons. I think in the latter part of the workbook, the lessons become more introspective. And so take time and let the lessons be your teacher, let them be your friend, and let them be your voice as you spend your gift with the world today, as you share your gift with the world today. We are blessed by your presence. We're thrilled that you are staying the course with us. God bless you. We will return. Have a beautiful day.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.